Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the Bible in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 39, John 18, Proverbs 15, and Philippians 2. And at the time of this recording, it is Palm Sunday, the week before what is often known as Easter Sunday. And many Christians begin the observance of Holy Week this week, which is the final week of Jesus' journey toward death and resurrection. As we read in John 18 today, I thought it critical to take this time to be sure we slow down and look closer upon Jesus and three different responses to the life and person of Jesus in these tumultuous moments of his life. There's three questions that we see being pondered here today. John 18 picks up Jesus' story with him confronted in the garden in the cover of night. And from this opening passage, we encounter the first of three questions that Jesus prompts in people's hearts. It is that of his disciple Peter. When they come to arrest Jesus, Peter quickly springs into action in defense of Jesus. He is determined that they will not fail, that their ministry will continue, and the mission of God will go on. He's willing to use any means necessary to defend that cause. But in that moment, however, Jesus rebukes Peter and tells him to put the sword away, essentially telling him that this is not our way. Matthew's telling of this same story has Jesus saying that if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. And now John relays Jesus as saying basically that we won't deny the cup that the Father has prepared for him. It is in this moment that we get the sense that something breaks in Peter, as Jesus now heals the ear of the guard that Peter struck, rather than defending himself and being grateful for Peter's swiftness with the sword. Peter now begins his confounded retreat from the inner circle life with Jesus. He still is following Jesus, but now we see him following at a distance, as we read in Matthew. And Peter is just thoroughly confused, I think. It was as though Peter still believed that this was going to be how they won, how they got victory. It must be demonstration of power through force, right? There can't be true power in humility and sacrifice, can there? Peter, now in his confused emotional place, denies Jesus. It's like he lost his footing on everything he thought he knew, everything he thought was true. It's like Peter now ponders, have we actually lost? And the question he asks, I believe, is what is victory? Then, after questioning by the high priest, we see Jesus with Pilate. Yes, Pilate, not well acquainted with Jesus, but now kind of convinced that Jesus should not even be standing before him for a capital punishment. But he slowly begins to grow in greater sympathy for Jesus. But their chat concludes in verse 37 and 38, where it says, "Then Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?' Jesus answered, 'You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.'" Then, like so many today who are not followers of Jesus, but would possibly be open to the message, Pilate struggles with the question of truth. Today, we live in a post-truth society, and it plagues us as people treat truth like Pilate did, or the agnostics did, as though it were a fleeting and insignificant thing that can never be grasped. When the world like Pilate ponders the question, what is truth? Let us be sure that the light of our lives shines the response clearly. Jesus is truth. Then, more tragically, are those like the priests and the Pharisees of Jesus' day, who saw Jesus' existence and teaching as offensive and as a threat. If his message continued, it would wholly undermine their entire lives. The gospel of grace found the core thread of their broken identity and surgically pulled at it, and the garment of earned salvation they had woven was unraveling. And soon the people would know that they were truly naked leaders. If the eternal life Jesus offered is true and free, then all the efforts and labor that they had gone after has been in vain. Then who are they? Efforts to earn salvation actually make one an enemy of Jesus. So they violently respond to the question, what is salvation? So as we go into this Holy Week, the week of Passover, and prepare our hearts to celebrate the resurrection, let us be sure of the answers to those three questions. What is victory? Jesus is our victory. What is truth? Jesus is the truth. What is salvation? Jesus is salvation. He holds the key to all three. Let us ponder those realities and make sure our lives live out that answer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that we've got Jesus. We thank you that he is the answer, that he is our victory, he is the truth, he is salvation. In him, all things have their being, all things are held together, all things exist to the glory of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to live out lives that demonstrate those realities of victory, of truth, of salvation, all being held by Jesus and in him alone. And it's in his mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. We'll head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know your thoughts on this or any other passages from today's reading. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.